What makes you happy, honestly? And what keeps you happy? Yeah, that's a tricky question. The philosopher John Locke, he was paraphrased by Jefferson. I mean, Locke said you had the right to pursue life and being free and property. And Jefferson, then the Declaration said, you've got life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Didn't say you'd be happy. He said you had the right to pursue it. And what about when you get it? Do you allow yourself to be happy? The good doctor's here this morning, Dr. John Braccio with Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. And you can find him always at drjohnb.com. Good morning. Do you have a declaration to make like Jefferson?
Well, I'll pick up on what Abraham Lincoln said, that people are usually about as happy as they make up their mind to be. I think a lot of that is really true. If we can approach life positively and we make an effort to overcome negativity, things that slow us down, if we don't believe we deserve happiness, if we run into situations that can range from, as I've mentioned to you, Dave, it can be a soldier who really feels trauma for what they didn't do if it hurt someone else, you know, like one of the soldiers, one of the people with them. Or it can be something like low-grade depression that a person has, and they just have it all the time and just feel they're really not worthy of happiness, if this is just kind of the way the world is. They can also be in a situation where they blame themselves. If there was your child sexual abuse, sexual or physical abuse, they can oddly somehow pick up the fact that they're the blame for it and take that with them as being unworthy. They can have feelings of...
And thus any pain that comes along with life, that they're fully deserving of that, and anything that seems remotely good is something almost to be avoided because they have no worth for that. That's what you're saying.
That is absolutely true, and it's really kind of baffled me how often that is the case, that abused persons somehow take that as either they're not good people or they somehow deserved it or they brought it on themselves. So this is something that can really be a terrible thing
is
for
it,
a person.
Is that always a reminder to you, Doc, about how powerful the human mind is, that the human mind can convince a person, convince your own self, that that is somehow true when almost every scrap of evidence would say that's not true? And there's nothing to it. The human mind is just, I mean, for good and ill sometimes, is just an utterly fascinating, powerful thing.
Well, you can look at different societies, different history, culture, the way people just, if they accepted things that really don't make sense. And I'm sure people will look at this generation and kind of go, wow, how did they believe? Well, every generation
True.
Thinks that they're the high point.
Yeah, we're always very judgmental about those who passed before us.
And I think when you get these ingrained beliefs, these things that are unreasonable, that you don't deserve happiness. And that's when you have to take a look, take a time out. You have to take a look at your life, and you have to decide, what are you going to do? One of the things I always do, and not just happiness, but just a general thing, is you replace negative thoughts with positive thoughts. Okay, you have to say, you know, I'm going to be happy. We try to get the Lincoln adage, we're about as happy as we make up our mind that we're going to be. And then we also, if we've done wrong, I think we have to seek out people. We can apologize to them, or we can try to make up for wrongs that we have done. We have to accept that mistakes were made, and we have to enjoy the present. We recognize that the past can't be changed, and how it is interpreted and learned from now is going to have a lot to determine that, you know, the happiness that we're going to have. And I think also, if we really get to the point that we have events from the past that we just can't feel good, then I think we can seek out a therapist, a priest, a minister, a close friend. We try to resolve some of these past things that have really inappropriately, negatively taken away from our happiness. And also we need to recognize that seeking perfection doesn't lead to happiness. And we have to acknowledge that good is not the enemy of perfection. But see, what the solution? The people that want to be perfect, you can't be perfect.
Do you? Absolutely. There was only one case of that historically that I know of.
Right.
Do you find that people who are in this category, self-denial of any form of happiness, are they good about talking about it and talking it out and doing, like, you know, reaching out to those sources you just named, or are they not? Do they basically say uh-uh to that as well?
Well, they often are not. I can meet with people 40, 50, 60, 70, but have felt this way their whole life, and then finally they're coming out and talking. And obviously that's not everybody. These are some people.
Right.
And when people do come out and talk about it and sort solutions, it can make a big difference. Another thing is the impact of medication and counseling, some combination, can have on anxiety and depression. People carry these things with them their whole lives. They just take it as natural. They just take it, well, this is just my lot in life, and this is what I'm supposed to accept. So when people are willing to talk things out, work things out, it can have an enormous business in terms of for them, change for them. And I can say that in my work, obviously, that is a lot of what we do, and you certainly wouldn't be in my field if you were not trying to help people see the world more positively and try to have happiness. Because really, this is one time around. Every minute that's gone is really lost. So if you're in a negative mood for really no reason other than it's a choice, we have to really change our mindset and just say, I'm going to enjoy the day. And again, a lot of people refuse medication, or they'll take up drugs, or they'll take up alcohol, they'll take up marijuana, they'll take up things to kind of dull the senses, dull the pain, as opposed to just getting rid of the pain in a thinking, logical way. And that's the type of thing that I think is, and I'm speaking specifically as a psychologist, but you can be a family member, you can be a human being,
right.
You can be a therapist, you can be a radio show person, you can be whoever it is.
Well, that's right.
You do a lot of good in your work. The goal has to be...
No, I'm laughing with you, but I mean, I'm chuckling there.
I think it is true, trying to make people be more happy, you know, with a song in my heart, you know, one of my favorite songs from the past.
No, I get where you're going with that. It's, you know, if that does work, and if I'm able to do that through, you know, the vessel of your segment, I think that's a wonderful thing. I'm humble about that, though, because I know my limitations. I go back to my dad, though. I never forget my dad talking to me after the birth and the christening of my son, or who was our first child. And he goes, how are you feeling? Are you happy? I said, yeah, I feel really happy right now. We've only been married a few years, and here's the boy, and we've got, you know, now we're together with family. I feel pretty happy. He goes, you should feel really happy. That's good. He goes, now are you satisfied? I go, he goes, well, you shouldn't, because you got a lot of time to go. And so you keep, he said, feeling that happiness right now, feeling how you feel. Now, I remember him saying, that's a good thing. That's good. You know, sometimes you just need a word like that. I mean, that's all it takes. That was all it took.
That's good. I think that's very good. I think putting in there the satisfied, sure, you're satisfied and happy, but you're always moving forward. And once you stop learning, once you stop moving forward, once you just sit in that chair and watch, you know, the snow come, and then watch the leaves come, and then watch them go, and then have the snow back. That's you're just vegetating. So you really want to be enjoying life, looking forward, and always having things you're striving for. So if you're bogged down in the past, if you're bogged down in negativity, if you have a chemical imbalance that's having you be depressed all the time or highly anxious all the time, or you need to just talk things out, or you're loaded with guilt, or you're worried about how your adult children are doing, or you're worried about how friends, everyone's doing. When you're worrying about so many things, you really can't be happy. And in order to be happy, you are good to people, you're good to yourself, you know, the love of the neighbor as thyself. I still think whether it's religious or secular, it is good that you can love other people, but you have to love yourself too. And part of that gets to happiness, and being happy, to me, is a major purpose in life.
I'm glad you made the positive point there about, you know, what makes you happy, and make sure that it isn't, you know, something that's infringing on others or hurting others, or, you know, if you say, you know, what makes you happy? Well, I like to pull the wings off flies. Yeah, maybe, I don't know. I'm thinking that we might have a further session that needs to be scheduled, but for general things about that bring happiness. So I think many of those categories we can agree on. Just giving yourself the permission to enjoy that, to be there, to feel the moment, to be in the moment. It's pretty cool, a cool thing when it happens, and to be savored, and you try to replicate it as best you can. And I think, again, you get back to the declaration, the pursuit of it. That's something that we're all, that is an entitlement. We're entitled to pursue it. Yeah. But once
being positive, yeah. all, working at being positive. I agree. The pursuit
as much
of happiness,
as possible.
I guess Jefferson. Yep. Jefferson hit it on the head, and then Abe Lincoln came along and said, "Hey, we're about happy as we choose to be, as we want to be. So let's
everybody try." He definitely advanced that. He definitely advanced the thought. The place to find the podcast is drjohnb.com. I've never found a more positive person in general. And so I think he finds a lot of happiness himself. And if he can help others do that, then so much the better. And you'll find that podcast there shortly. It's always good to talk to you, my friend.
Listen, let's keep that song with a song in my heart. Even by Mario Lanza or whoever. Let's be in a good mood today and every day as much as we can.
Good thought.
Dave, always a pleasure chatting with you. And it was good to hear about your firstborn and a great guy he is.
He's all right. He's all right. No, have no complaints. This is 1320 Morning Wake Up. This is WILS.